down. May the Lord make us truly spiteful.
Good evening and welcome to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic and alternative music, and it's brought to you by myself, Nigel, here in the studio on my own. Just going to be bringing you a bunch of tunes with a bit of chat in between, really. And tonight I started the show with Angel Spit, Counterfeit, from their latest album, Hello, My Name Is, which is an album that is really quite warming on me at the moment. I think it's some of their more recent, better work. It's just kind of, I don't know, there's something about it. It's kind of punchy. I think they've changed part of their lineup to an extent that the sound's slightly different. Maybe they've just kind of got a bit more mature with their sound. I don't know what exactly it is. It's very hard to put your finger on it. But there's something that's making me warm to them a little bit. A little bit more this time around, I think. Great band. Right, I think continue with the tunes, and I'm going to go with a band I've just kind of accidentally discovered. I'm not really sure how I wombled across them, probably read about them on a blog or something like that. Anyway, this is a band called Society Burning. We'll be right back.
thousands of desperate people in New York right now waiting for the phone to ring. A phone call that will tell them a donation of an organ has been made. Life can be saved.
Is absolutely awesome. I haven't played that in far too long, and it is just oodles of fun and a great tune as well. Everything Goes Cold with short name Minivan, that's what everyone seems to call it. The long name is I've Sold Your Organs on the Black Market to Finance the Purchase of a Used Minivan, which is a fantastically long and stupid track title. I love it to death. So, yeah, we had Everything Goes Cold, and hopefully at some point we'll see some more material from Eric and the EGC crowd. Hopefully we'll see them over on these shores at some point. I've not actually seen them get over outside of the stateside stuff, so hopefully, yep, they'll come over to the UK one day. Fingers crossed, and we'll get to see them properly playing these shows. Before Everything Goes Cold, I played a band called Decumbrio, and that was a track called Inside, which was the Miss FD remix, which was from the Producing the Answer Volume 1 compilation, which I remember being a free download from forever ago, and it possibly still is if you can find it in the right place on the internet. A good sampler, label sampler that was downloadable for free. And before that, we had Society Burning with Nausea Ad Nauseam from their latest album, Internal Combustion, which about a week and a half ago I discovered, and they had it on their website for free download. Completely legit, no signing up to mailing lists or anything. You just click and download. It was there for the taking. But it seems like in the last week or so, or last few days even, they've decided, right, enough people have got it for free, we're now going to sell it for $12. So you can still buy a digital copy for $12, but this free chance that you had seems to have been and gone. But it's one of them bands that I think I'm going to be playing a lot of that album. It's a very solid album. I need to give it a good proper listen. I think I've said this a few times over the last few weeks. I need to give it a good proper listen. I need to give a few albums a good proper listening soon. I need to just fill up my MP3 player and go for a big long run or something like that and just listen to lots of stuff. But yes, Society Burning is one of my new up-and-coming favourite bands. I know very little about them apart from their latest album is Internal Combustion with that track, Nausea Ad Nauseam, and probably a good few others will get played off that on this show soon. Right, I was going to run down kind of news and stuff, but I figure it's probably worth leaving that till the next kind of chat break, mainly because there isn't that much going on, there isn't that much news, and there also isn't that many events going on, so I thought I'll leave all that till one big lump. There is some Strumcone-related news, but I'll leave that till that chat in a few minutes. But what I'm going to do is plough on with a Strumcone track. This is the beautiful Sentinel featuring Frank Spinnett from Strumcone's last release, Light It Up.
won't be turning anymore.
You heard there the fantastic Cyanotic, and that's a track called Monochrome Skies, which I believe was on their last album, The Medication Generation. But that's a reworked down-tempo version for their latest release, which is Medpack Volume 1, which is available as a pay-for-what-you-want download. This is segueing quite nicely into the news of stuff, which is the first thing I've got listed is the Cyanotic release. Medpack Volume 1. So, yes, Cyanotic, Medpack Volume 1, available essentially for free if you just choose to pay them nothing, or you can pay what you would like. You can have a listen online. Get yourself over to glitchmode.com/cyanotic. I think it's all in there. Certainly, glitchmode.com is where you need to get to, and that will get you somewhere where you can pay what you want for that EP. It's five tracks of Cyanotic-y, kind of down-tempo-y a bit. The theme is a bit more down-tempo than their normal stuff, than usual. And before that, before Cyanotic, we had Strumkern with Sentinel, featuring Frank Spinoff, from their release Light It Up, which I believe was over 6 years ago now. So we've not heard from them in quite a while. Although they had one track available on a compilation, year or so ago, but yeah, really essentially nothing new has come from them for a long time. And the news about Strumkern is they have announced their next release. I think on the last show I mentioned that, you know, fingers crossed we're going to get something this year. They've announced an EP called Dead Letters is due on the 13th of March. This is awesome news. It includes five tracks, which includes Sub-Liberian track that I played on my last show, which is available on the compilation I mentioned. So essentially four brand new tracks and one that's not on their previous albums, and that is due on March the 13th. Due in June is another release from them called Dead Language, which I guess will be a full length album. There's not too many details on that, but a lot of bands do the formula of EP first, then album with the rest of the material, then a bit of a tour. So fingers crossed we get a tour and a full album from them. So that is great news, I think, at least. I'm a big fan and looking much, much forward to that. On the topic of new releases, I think I was whittering on the last show about Mind in a Box, saying they had a new album out, and or they were going to have one out by the time this show came out. So I should have my hands on it. I should be able to play you something. Unfortunately, I can't. I did the pre-order. It got shipped a few days ago, but it hasn't quite landed through my letterbox yet, so I've not really had a chance to play it or, you know, have a physical copy I can bring into the studio and play. However, if you want to know what it sounds like and you've got access to getting on something that can play Spotify, the album is on Spotify, so you can have a listen. The opening track is called Remember. It's absolutely storming. It's one of the only tracks that wasn't on any of their previous albums that they did play when they played live in this last tour. So we saw that at Infest. And it's also been on YouTube for a while now as well. So it's not brand new, as in, you know, we've never heard it before. But it is out there, but you couldn't buy it anywhere. So, yes, very much looking forward to that. Had a quick listen on Spotify on today for that album. And it's sounding like a good album. So you'll hear some stuff, if not on Spotify, but on the next show, because I should have my hands on a physical copy I can play in the studio by then. Ooh, but now I think it's time to run down the gigs, clubs and events going on in the local area. Now, I said there wasn't a huge amount going on, but the stuff that is going on looks like quality stuff. So this coming Saturday the 28th of January, we have Kick in the Eye, which is a night of 80s goth, playing at the library in Leeds, brought to you by those sheepish folk who bring you Flock. And they're doing it in a very similar style to what their Flock club nights have run before, which is put on two bands to start with and then turn into a club night later. So the plan is, at 7:30 p.m. the doors open. At 8 p.m. the first band come on, which will be the Marching Men, which is a up-and-coming Sisters of Mercy cover band. And the main act are Rome Burns. Two bands there. By 10 p.m. it should be switching over to the Flock Club Night. No, the Kick in the Eye Club Night. See, even I'm getting these things mixed up. Kick in the Eye Club Night, which is goth music from the 80s. The kind of stuff you'll hear or would have heard in a old smelly goth club in the 80s. So that should be good. The price is, for the bands, £4 in advance. So probably a little bit more on the door. And once you're in, you've got entry to the club night as well. So that's for bands and club night. However, if you just want the club night, that runs from 10 p.m. till 2 a.m. and costs £4 in before midnight. More information can be found on the sheepish.net website or search for Kick in the Eye on Facebook. Saturday, the 4th of February, there's another sheepish event. It's the next flock, which is, again, in the gig followed by a club night formula. We have Terminal Gods and Cold in Berlin playing, again, Library in Leeds. Same timings, doors 7:30, first band 8, flock club night from 10 p.m. till 2 a.m. And it's also apparently the flock's 8th birthday. I don't know if that means anything special is going to happen. Everything else about the night seems pretty darn similar. So, you know, the club costs £4 in before midnight. I didn't actually get the price for the actual bands for that one. I suspect it's roughly the same. And worthy of note is, since the sheepish Black Sheep night finished late last year, there's been no regular Sunday event, kind of a socially type event. Nothing's filled its place. However, on the second Sunday of the month, starting in February, there's a new night called Lucifer Lounge, the Lucifer Lounge, and this is at the upstairs room in Santiago's in Leeds. This is going to run a very similar, spookily similar, some people might say, formula to the old Black Sheep Sunday nights, but this is technically a new night. It's got a new name. It runs from 7 p.m. till late and is free entry. And the first one is on the 12th of February. So that's not that far away. And it's, you know, a free Sunday out. So if you're kicking your heels on Sunday, fancy being a bit social and listening to some dark music, then that's one place you can get yourself down to. And the other thing worthy of mention, I think I mentioned this on the last show, is on Friday the 17th of February, Integration is back. This is an industrial punk club night, based again in the upstairs room in Santiago's in Leeds. This is going to run with the classic formula of two bands, then a club night. So Flushing Foundation and Action Direct are the bands playing. Doors 8 p.m, club night from 10 p.m. until late, and it costs £3 on the door. And again, search for pretty much all these events on Facebook. They've got some details there. So that's the kind of thing going on. If you know of other things that are worthy of note, let me know. Tell me about them, because I would like to know about them. I'd like to tell people about them. It should all be good stuff. If this stuff is happening and it's missed my radar, do drop me a line. Get in touch through the bcbradio.co.uk website. There should be a way of finding the DAX Simulation Show and dropping me a line. Send me some kind of message and I'll let you know. And I'll let everyone else know. Now, this is a bit of a random one for me. It's very rare I do play the same track two shows in a row, but I really like this track so much that it's going to happen. This is Rabbit Junk with Bubble.
Set it loose, I guess it's your move, I'm still watching you. Watch.
I guess it's your move, I'm still watching you. I'll bring my heart for you to take, and I show up and you just flake. I guess it's your move, but I'm watching you.
I wanna go, no, I don't wanna, I don't wanna, I don't wanna.
are still listening to Dark Simulation on BCB Radio 106.6 FM. You heard their Mind of the Box with 8-Bix from their release Retro, or R-E-T-R-O, because it does have full stops in between the letters, so it's got to be R-E-T-R-O, technically. I'm playing that because I still haven't quite got my grubby little mitts on their latest album, Revelations. So hopefully that'll be here by the next show, but that is still a stunning song. Before that, I went way back in time for And One, one of the earlier And One tracks I actually remember, called Tell Me Lies. And before that, we had a very new track from Rabbit Junk from earlier this year, when there wasn't much of this year around, called Bubble, from the Bubble CD single, available on glitchmode.com for as much as you'd like to pay. Right, I'm running low on time, so I'm going to go straight into this track, which is, kind of a bit of an old track as well. It's the Nine Inch Nails kind of project. It's where Trent ended up after Nine Inch Nails, so it's How to Destroy Angels with Parasite. You heard there How to Destroy Angels with Parasite from the How to Destroy Angels EP. I'm going to leave you tonight with Mesh with Only Better from their Perfect Solution album. And that's it for me tonight. I'll be back in a fortnight's time. I hope you've enjoyed it, and I'll see you again in a couple of weeks.
Lost all pretense for you.